Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as state director for CEF of Illinois.
X marks the spot. It's not just for treasure maps or building plans. Each of us have times in our life where X marks the spot of where God came down and spun our life around and showed us His way and His plan. This is exactly what happened to the Apostle Paul, who is formerly known to us in Scripture as Saul. Three times in the book of Acts, in Acts chapter 9, in Acts chapter 22, and then also in Acts chapter 27, this dramatic account is recounted where X marks a spot for Saul on the Damascus Road, not only for Saul's conversion to Christ, but also for Saul's commission in serving Christ. We all know the story that is first recorded for us in Acts chapter 9. Saul, yet breathing out threats and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest to ask permission to obtain letters from him so that he could go to Damascus and arrest any followers of the way and bring them back bound to Jerusalem to be tried and punished. Why? Because Saul was so filled with religious zeal for not only the destruction of the church, the followers of the way, but also Saul was bent on stamping out the very name of Jesus and was willing to put into prison or put to death anyone, man or woman, who called upon Jesus' name. Saul was arch enemy number one of the Church of Jesus Christ, and he was not going to allow anything or anyone to stand in his way, not even a 150-mile journey from Jerusalem to Damascus. Saul gathered a group of men together to go with them to chase after these believers in Jesus and hunt them down who had scattered outside of Jerusalem to other cities for safety. But as they journeyed on their way and came near Damascus, suddenly a great light shined round about him, a light from heaven that was brighter than the noonday sun. Saul fell to the ground and heard a voice calling out his name, saying, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" Now Saul was a devout Jew, a Pharisee among Pharisees, and he knew the scriptures well. Saul knows that this is not the sun, the S-U-N, talking to him. He knew it was the Lord God Jehovah, the creator of heaven and earth. And from other scripture accounts recorded for us in the New Testament, we also learn that Saul is actually seeing a vision of the resurrected Christ. But Saul has a question. Just like Moses of old at the burning bush, Saul wants to know who it is that is speaking to him. He wants to know his name. So Saul, probably trembling and shaking in his sandals, calls out, "Who are you, Lord?" Then one word in a string of words uttered from the lips of the Lord rocks Saul's world and flips it and turns it upside down. The Lord said, "I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. It's hard for you to kick against the pricks." What was that one word? It was Jesus. Can you imagine Saul's shock? Here he had been persecuting anyone who had believed in Jesus, who had called upon Jesus' name, who were followers of the way. And now in one moment, Saul realized that Jesus is the way, Jesus is the truth, Jesus is the life, and that no one can come to the Father except through Jesus alone. The weight of this eternal truth from this one word in one moment fell upon Saul like a huge rock. Jesus is both God's eternal Son and the promised one together. Jesus is both the Lord and Christ. Jesus is the one who came from heaven to earth to take on human flesh and blood, to give his life, to die on a cruel cross in payment and atonement for our sins. And on the third day, he arose again in resurrected glory. Jesus is our eternal and our living Lord. It was true, every bit of it. Everything that the fathers of Jesus had said was 100% absolutely true. But at the same moment, not only did Saul understand that Jesus is the way and Jesus is Lord, Saul understood something else too. Saul understood that he had been going the wrong way. By persecuting Christians, Saul had been actually fighting and kicking against God himself. In one moment, Saul understood that everything that he had believed about keeping the law as a way to having eternal life was not only wrong, it was a lie. The only way to have eternal life was through faith alone, in Christ alone, and calling upon Jesus' name. This one word uttered at the revelation of Jesus deserved only one response. Many theologians believe that it was here, right here on the Damascus Road, where X marked the spot of Saul's conversion to Christ. And why is that? And how do we know? It's because of Saul's one word response to the one name of Jesus. Saul said, "Lord, what will you have me to do?" Did you hear it? Saul responded to the truth of Christ and called Jesus Lord. Remember, Saul's a Jew. To believe and call Jesus Lord is outright blasphemy according to Saul's former thinking and Jewish religious life. Saul's life is now spun 180 degrees around, and now the one whom he had before vehemently denied and outright persecuted, he now humbly bows before and acknowledges as his Lord and his God. But notice what else Saul said. Not only did Saul call Jesus Lord, Saul asked Jesus as his Lord to tell him, to show him what Jesus wanted him to do now. In one moment, not only was Saul converted to Christ, Saul also wanted to know his commission in serving Christ. Saul was willing to leave his whole life behind and to do and to follow Christ, to serve Christ all the days of his life. The arch enemy, number one of the church and the gospel, who had hated the name of Jesus, was now God's converted, commissioned, chosen servant to bear the name of Jesus and to proclaim the name of Jesus now for all of his days. This encounter with Christ, the living Lord, on the Damascus Road was truly an X marked the spot moment in turning Saul's life around, and Saul, who would soon to be known as the Apostle Paul, would never be the same. Each of us, as believers in Jesus Christ, like the Apostle Paul, have X marks the spot moments in our lives when the Lord Jesus came and spun our life around, converted us, and commissioned us, showing us either who he is or more of his plan for our lives. For me, there are three X marks the spot moments in my life that stand out to me that were like major turning points. The first one was when I was 4 years old. That's when I trusted in Christ as my Lord and Savior, trusting in Christ alone for the forgiveness of my sin and the gift of eternal life. The second X marks a spot moment was when I was 15. Even though I was a Christian and believed in Jesus, I had drifted away not only in my love for God, but in my desire to even live for God. I was filled with self-centeredness, self-plans, and self-desires for my own life and wanted to go my own way, and definitely I did not want to go God's way. I remember it was March 1985, Easter season. It was an evening that I will never forget. My parents had basically dragged me, forced me to go to an Easter cantata in Findlay, Ohio, that I had no desire to go. There, during that passion play of the life of Christ being reenacted, sitting up in the dark balcony beside my parent with my arms folded and crossed and a sour look on my face, God got a hold of me and spun my life around. My X marks the spot moment came in the shape of a lifted up cross. I can't tell you what was said that night or what songs were sung, but all I remember is that there was a spotlight on the cross, a light shining so bright in the darkness, spotlighting my sin, my shame, but also my Savior and his great love for me. It was as if in that moment that John 3:16 became real to me. Jesus didn't just die for the world. Jesus died on the cross for me. It's as if God came near, sat right beside me, and whispered down deep into my soul, saying, "Katrina, I did all that for you. Why can't you live all for me?" Gone were my plans, my desires, and my ambitions in life. I was done with living one foot over here and acting one way around my parents and my church, another foot over here with my friends and peers at school. The Lord cracked me open like a deep geyser that came gushing out and rushing out. I repented of my waywardness and my sin and committed my whole life to him. Christ died for me, and now my heart's cry was to only live always for him. From that second X marks a spot moment, my life took off like a rocket in a whole new direction. It was like my life had been flipped upside down, but at the same time, it was like living and seeing how everything is now supposed to be, how it's supposed to be, right side up. One thing that was a huge change for me was my love for studying God's Word. I would study in the school bus. I would study my Bible during study hall or in the quietness of my room. I loved God's Word, and I had a growing desire to teach God's Word to others. A year went by. It was 1986 now. The desire to serve the Lord didn't stop, but only deepened. At 16 years of age, it was my heart's desire to serve the Lord as a missionary in ministry all the days of my life, but I didn't know how, and I didn't know where. And then the call came. I was riding in the back seat of the car when my mom, who was driving, asked me and my best friend if we wanted to work with CEF that summer and teach children God's Word. I looked at my friend, and then I looked up at my mom. I saw her face in the rearview mirror, and without hesitating, I said, "Yes, we'll do it." In less than just a few months, we found ourselves off to a two-week CEF training school held at Cedarville Christian College in Ohio. There we were joined with 40 other students just like us from around the state who were willing to give of their summer to teach children God's Word. The training was like a turning on a light bulb experience for me. I had always known the gospel since I was a little girl. I knew the gospel to be true in my head and in my heart, but how to get the gospel out of my mouth and explain the gospel to others, now that was a different story. We learned practical teaching, though, of not only how to share the gospel with children and lead children to Christ, but how to teach them God's Word, teaching evangelistic and discipleship Bible lessons to children. And then the second week of the training school began. I was assigned by myself to teach a five-day club for five consecutive days in Xenia, Ohio. Now, Xenia is spelled with an X. That would soon become for me my third X marks a spot moment in my life. Five children came to club each day in Xenia, Ohio, and for a whole hour every day, I was their teacher. And right off the bat, I knew that these five children in my five-day club were from a completely unchurched background, but oh, they loved to sing the songs, to play the games, they loved the missionary story, and they learned their Bible verses, and they listened intently to the Bible lesson that was taught each day. But there was no response to the gospel. I remember each night going back to my dorm room at Cedarville and praying for these five children on the top of my bunk bed and saying and calling out to the Lord and asking God that He would save them and draw them to Himself. On the last day, Friday, I taught the Bible lesson. And it just so happened to be the story of Saul on the Damascus Road and how Saul had seen the Lord Jesus and understood Jesus, who He is, and how God had turned Saul's life around in a moment, both in his conversion to Christ and Saul's commission and now serving Christ, and that now his whole life was all about telling others about Jesus. I gave the gospel message again just as clear as I could, and to my surprise, when I asked the question, three of the five hands popped up to say that they wanted to know more of what it meant to believe on Jesus. I was ecstatic, but at the same time, I was panicked. I had never led anyone to Christ before, and despite my CEF training, I was too scared to talk to any of these children about believing in Jesus. I did everything else that day. I just kept the club just keep on going, and we played more games and sang more songs. I did anything else but counsel these three precious children. But now it was time to go. A VW Volkswagen with two other summer missionaries in it pulled up into the Xenia driveway to pick me up and take me back to the college. It was time for lunch. I began to pack up my stuff and put it away. And just when I was turning to leave and I was turning to go, I felt someone tugging on my skirt. And I turned around and I looked, and there was a precious little girl standing beside me tugging on my skirt. And she said, "Miss Katrina, Miss Katrina, aren't you going to tell us how we can go to heaven and believe on Jesus?" I looked at her and I looked at the other children and I only had one response, yes. I then turned to my two fellow summer missionaries and right there, you know, maybe probably it was God's providence that one day I would grow up and be a future state director in CEF. And I said to them, "You and you, you come over here and you take this one and you take that one and I'll take this one over here and we'll counsel them for salvation." Well, that day it was like fruit just dropping off the tree. I remember sitting down in the green grass, opening my Bible, and an 11 or 12-year-old little girl that day in Xenia, Ohio, was the first child that the Lord used me in leading a child to Christ. It was my X marks the spot moment in a backyard in Xenia. Later, I remember thinking and praying, "Lord, I just want to do this the rest of my life, telling others about You and teaching them Your Word all the days of my life." From then till now, there has been, of course, other X marks the spot moments in my life, but none greater than these, and especially in Xenia, Ohio, that has so marked not only my heart, but marked out God's plan and God's path for my life. And so it was for Saul on the Damascus Road. God had so marked his life and marked out his life that his life and his direction life would never be the same. The Bible tells us later that Saul straightway, I love that, immediately he began to stand and unashamedly proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord in the synagogues and the cities to both Jews and Gentiles alike, to men and women, boys and girls, and to all that would hear, proclaiming to others that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Saul's X marks the spot moment had marked out his life for now, proclaiming the gospel of God's grace all of his days. And so it is with each of us. When God comes near and reveals to us who He is or unfolds more of His plan for our life, we must allow each one of these divine X marks the spot moments to mark us out more fully for Christ. Because we are no longer ourselves. We don't belong to ourselves anymore. We belong to God. And like the Apostle Paul, we are simply a living testimony of God's amazing sovereign grace that brought us to Himself. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
Tell me again.